DC. Lovely little layoff attempted towards Nathan Hott. Logan read it as the ball just continued on. Langford back to his old keeper, panics a little bit. Good pressure from Avenue. The keeper's kicked it straight to Baker. Baker passed him and in the net. Big mistake by Latham, the goalkeeper. And it's all stemmed from that pressure that Nathan Hott put on the goalkeeper. He was rushed into a clearance straight to Baker. And actually, I think he should have hit it a bit quicker than he did because the defender was coming in. But Avenue do take the lead. And it's the City lone man, Baker, that scores it.
Yeah, I think Jordan Deasy was the man putting the pressure on the keeper there. It was just a back pass, I think, or the ball that went through harmlessly, or should have been harmlessly. And the pressure just from Hott did enough. Ball fell for Adam Baker on the edge of the box. Empty goal, and he just stroked it in with his right foot.
Just before half-time. Marshall to Hott. Hott drives through the middle. Good ball to Walker, who's got him behind the back four in the box from a tight angle. Back across goal! Good finish from Paul Walker. And that's a goal that doubles Avenue's advantage. 2-0 now they lead, and it's a great penetrative pass to find Walker in behind the back four. And really, that was a great finish. Back across goal. I think actually it went off the post, didn't it, Jerry? 2-0 to the Avenue.
Yeah, it was a lovely move, and Nathan Hott was instrumental in that goal as well as he was in the first goal, playing a captain's part there. He played the ball, defence splitting pass really inside the fullback, the right fullback. Walker was quickly onto it, drew the keeper and placed it in his inside, in the inside post. A great goal, that one.
Savory, another good ball, this time finding Hott through. He's got past McEverley. Hott with a chance to put a goal in. Oh, it's a fantastic finish. He got in behind McEverley and just took a little touch as the ball fell dead in the mud behind him. Still composed himself enough to fire it past the keeper and in the right post. It's a brilliant finish from Avenue, and it's 3-0 now against Drolsden.
Yeah, and I met that one of the 53rd minute of the second half. Another nice move from the Avenue, defence splitting pass, this time from Aidan Savory, and the captain Nathan Hott, who had been well involved in the first two goals, this time finds himself on the score sheet with a well-placed shot inside the far post.
Jackson, great ball to Hott inside the penalty area, turned his man and put one back in towards Marshall. Marshall wide on him. Oh, that's a super goal from Marshall.
What about Hott there, Jonathan? He flicked the ball up as he fell, and in the same instant passed it to Marshall, who volleyed it, I think, really, into the top near post of the keeper. Great goal.
Savory, good ball through to Jackson. We're in again behind the back four. One-on-one with the keeper. Jackson, past the goalkeeper, got a touch on it. Jackson's added a fifth goal, and now Drolsden do collapse. It was a pass straight behind the back four. Jackson was one-on-one with the keeper, and unfortunately for the keeper, Latham, he actually did get a touch on it. But all that did is allow it painfully to trickle over the goal. And it's 5-0 to Avenue. And didn't I say 5?
I think you might well have said 5, in fact, Jonathan. Yeah, well done. That's unusual for you to get it right.
Marshall, DC, Minihan stops it.
Yeah, almost a chance there for DC to run through. A nice little play by Marshall. And there it is.
That goes the final whistle and ends what has been a miserable afternoon for Drolsden. It's finished here at the Horsfall Stadium. Park Avenue 5, Drolsden 0.